Welcome in from the Boston Sports Journal and bostonsportsjournal.com. It's Greg Bedard joining us on the Shaw's and Star Market Patriots postgame show. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys.
If you had to name the biggest issue for the Patriots tonight, what do you think it would be?
That's a really good question. I would probably have to say, their offensive game plan. I just thought that, normally the Patriots are very good. They're very good at, game planning for an opponent. They've been able to study them. Now, this is a Dolphins team that they just saw a couple weeks ago, and I just don't think that they did a good job anticipating that the Dolphins were going to change up some things and to sort of have a better plan to deal with the absence of Rob Gronkowski, because that was obviously a huge factor in this game. I mean, the Dolphins, with no real threat down the middle of the field, the Dolphins were able to drop a safety down, whether it was, in the box against the run or some robber coverage against the pass to sort of take away the middle of the field. And the Patriots really didn't have a counter for that until late in the game when they got Amendola a little bit more in the mix. I mean, for me, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, activity with the running backs in the passing game. I think that they had some issues. They figured they were going to have some issues pass blocking, so they used them a lot there. But they needed to figure out something else, whether it was James White playing a slot receiver role or something else. They had to give Brady more options in the middle of the field, and I just thought that was lacking, because I thought the defense, they helped serve. They did enough in the early going. It was just the offense was just doing nothing and couldn't help them at all.
Greg, did you see anything that might indicate Brady was a little more hurt than we thought?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, there was at one point, the television picked him up flexing his hand a little bit. I'll say that I thought, the ball came out of his hand a little bit funny tonight. He underthrew a bunch of balls tonight. Now, I don't know if that had to do with the conditions or, if there was wind on the field that I wasn't aware of. But he didn't look right. To me, it wasn't really, I don't think it was a physical issue. To me, it was more of a comfort issue. I mean, just from the get-go, Brady just didn't seem comfortable, and this is now the second straight week that's true. I thought Buffalo did a nice job against them, and Buffalo never really felt comfortable, or Brady never felt comfortable against them. And the same thing, they got to, Dwayne Allen blows a blitz pickup on, the first pass of the game, and I think at one point he had his first four passes, he was 0-for-4, and on three of them he felt pressure. I mean, when you have 75% pressure on a pocket passer, he's just going to be sped up, and he's not going to be comfortable, and he's not going to be accurate. And their protection just needed to be a lot better in this game, and it just wasn't. Joe Tooney was overwhelmed at times, so was Cam Fleming. Like I said, there were some failed blitz pickups, just, execution problems that just sort of contributed to Brady. His feet never really got set. He just seemed to be rushed. And that's what happens. That's the effect that pressure has on a quarterback. And it's sort of been building for the last, probably since the Dolphins game, it's been building every week that Brady's had to undergo this. And at some point, it's going to have an effect. And that was tonight.
We're talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, we've talked about the offensive game plan. How about the defensive game plan? And do you think the Patriots failed to adjust to the crossing routes that hurt them all night long?
A little bit, but I would say that was also failure of execution. I mean, you're going to get that with Landry and the Dolphins. And, a couple weeks ago, they did a nice job. I mean, basically, the Patriots handle crossers the same way. Somebody across the middle is supposed to hit that guy coming across. He's not supposed to get a free run. And I know I saw Marquise Flowers miss a couple. Landon Roberts did as well, getting a hit on those guys. And, I think that's where it started. But I think, the big thing is, those crossing routes need time to develop. And the Patriots just had zero pass rush tonight. I mean, they had to bring Devin McCourty on, a strong safety blitz that we never, ever see them run. And that's where they were in this game without Trey Flowers, without Kyle Van Noy. And then Branch went out, and, he can get a little bit of a rush. We saw that against Tyrod Taylor the week before. I mean, that's, to me, it's that lack of pressure and then lack of execution, and then all of a sudden you get those big plays.
How much did injuries play a part in the defensive problems that they had tonight?
You know, I would say somewhat, but I think it was, you know, I think it was a sign that it really wasn't as much about that when, you know, Daron Harmon lit into the defense. You know, from then on out, I think they pitched a shutout. I mean, yeah, Miami didn't need to put up points, but, you know, they were trying, and I thought the defense executed much better. You know, they inserted Eric Rowe in the lineup for Jonathan Jones. I mean, I don't think that was his fault against Landry. I just think it was they just tried to change things up. And I thought Rowe brought some physicality to the secondary that was lacking some intensity, and I thought the guys picked it up. So to me, that's about execution, that they needed, that they didn't come totally ready to play. And, you know, that was disappointing.
You enjoyed that onside kick attempt in the fourth quarter for the Patriots? That was special.
You know, I was writing, so I didn't really even realize what was going on. But I know Steve Burton was making a big deal out of it in the postgame. So I guess it must have been something.
What was I just didn't get it. I didn't get it.
So you actually missed this. You haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet. I'll have to go
back. Oh, I can't wait until you see it. It's something else, man.
It's worth seeing. It almost looks like an accident, but it wasn't.
Was it one of those? I mean, I just figured I saw it in the middle of the field. I figured he just tried one of those. And we've seen him do it before where he tries to kick the top of the ball and then follow the ball for 10 yards and then jump on
it. No,
No,
Greg, he laid the ball down flat, and I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen it.
Right.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It even looked like he was casually, like he looked like he was trying to make it look like he's walking up to the ball to do something with it, not kick it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Curious. Very curious.
It's something special. If you're looking for a Twitter account that has it, Pete Blackburn, my buddy Pete Blackburn on Twitter, has.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
And Bill Belichick did not want to answer questions about that. I mean, the Patriots didn't want to talk about much after this game, but that onside kick was.
I've never seen that.
That's a new one.
I will say that I thought some of the guys in the locker room, like, you know, Matthew Slater was. I talked to him one on one, and he was pretty good. He was pretty disappointed, and you know, and he made the point. I asked him about next week against the Steelers, like, how confident are you that you guys can turn the page and in a short week and get past this? And he's like, I don't really know. This is a new team. You know, those past teams, I could tell you what we were going to do. This team, I don't know. And so I think that's sort of the apprehension going into the Steelers. But I think the Patriots getting healthy will help a lot. And I think that having Gronk out there, and the Steelers don't really have anybody to match up with them, especially with Shazier out, I think bodes well for them.
Well, obviously a very big week for the Patriots coming up as they prepare for that game on Sunday. Greg Bedard, you can get all of his coverage at bostonsportsjournal.com. Greg, thank you as always.
Okay, thanks, guys.